Okay, our next team is e-learning for a sporting community. I'd like to welcome Nathan and Rob. Because time is short, I'm not going to give a spiel about your project. I'll leave that to you. So welcome.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're from Richmond Tafe. I'm Robert Potter. This is Nathan Rose. We've been working on a project we'd like to tell you about today called Western Antilles. Okay. Over the last 2 days, there have been some extremely good presentations. Very good public speakers. I guarantee you this won't be the case this morning. Okay, but after that last presentation I got thinking, I like that whole voice command thing. I'm feeling quite a clever guy. During the break, I actually have my own voice activating thing. So, Nathan, play video. How good is that?
Hi, my name is Anne Roberts, and I'm the project manager for this Australian Flexible Learning Project, e-learning for community education, West Magpies Rugby League Club, Liverpool. The West Magpies project offered a sporting community a chance at tertiary education. The players were aged between 15 and 22 and aspire to make it into first grade rugby league. The reality is for these young men that only 1 or 2% make it into first grade competition. The project offered two courses, Certificate 2 in IT and Certificate 2 in Sport and Recreation. To deliver these courses, the project used a number of e-learning tools. Course resources were placed online. Each player created their own e-portfolio. Assessment evidence was captured via mobile technologies. Adobe Connect sessions were held between the teaching team and the club management. And a wiki was created for case management notes. The project did not envisage a number of issues. The digital divide. Many players did not have access to technology or even a computer at home. The literacy and numeracy skill level. The fear that underpinned going back to study. And the length of the footy season. I would like to share with you a couple of stories that became the strength behind the project. Many of these players want to continue studying. One of the players was able to get recognition for welding skills, which he gained in New Zealand, and was able to study a higher level course in welding and has now gained full-time employment. Another student would like to go on to further study and become a personal trainer. One of the players would like to become a PE teacher and go on to university. A 15-year-old player who had dropped out of high school now holds two qualifications and will be pathwayed into building and carpentry. These stories would have not happened if we did not make learning available via a community setting to 20 high-level sporting players who work, train and play on weekends. The club wants to continue to support the players next year to build an all-round profile which will help them if they do not make it into first grade rugby league. I invite you now to listen to Nathan and Rob, who will tell you more about this project.
Okay, that was a short little video done by Anne Roberts. So thank you very much, Anne. Give a hand around the floor. Okay, so we've got a catchy little title called Fit It In for our project. Keep going, man. Okay, so project background. Okay, Tafe Western Sydney Institute and the Western Southern Magpies Rugby League Club have teamed up to offer athletes a range of qualifications. Okay, the club believes this program is innovative and progressive. Okay, we can see just how important this is. Unfortunately, only 1 to 2% of the players will actually make it in the first grade rugby league. Okay, which is why having something to fall back onto is so crucial to their development as people, not just players.
A big thing too was with the, I guess it's football players, you've got the blinkers on. You're going for the goal of becoming a football player.
Definitely. So we basically went in there and said, hey guys, just in case, not wanting to put any dampeners on your dreams, but just in case you don't make it, here's something you can actually fall back on. Okay, so they got three qualifications out of this course. They got a Certificate 2 in Sports and Recreation. They got a Certificate 2 in IT Tools and Media. And they got a level one coaching qualification. However, the way we taught this class, we taught it as basically one. So we combined all three courses into one. So you've got the sports and recreation, which is their main thing. They're athletes. Okay. They want to know about muscles. They want to know about how can I make my muscles bigger and how can I run fast and all those sorts of things. We were lucky though because the level one rugby league coaching qualification overlaps some of those cert two units. So those two together. Okay. None of them want to learn IT. So how do we do that? Well, the way we do it is we say, okay, you've done those units, now we've got to gather your evidence. That's where PowerPoint comes in. Word, Excel, digital photography, those sorts of things and new media tools combine to gather the evidence. So basically they did three qualifications and to them, and only felt like they were doing one. Okay, so about the players. They came from a range of teams. They had Harold Matthews, Jersey Flegg, and the State Cup side. So they basically ranged from age of 16 through 23. And we had about 20 players who signed up for the course. They were obviously of various knowledge. Some of them did have literacy and numeracy problems, but were able to work around that really quite well. And the majority of the students were of Pacific Island background. So they didn't have that technology upbringing that we all take for granted. Didn't have computers at home. They didn't, and some of them didn't have Facebook. The ones that didn't have Facebook, I showed them how to use Facebook 2 weeks later, they had more friends than I did. So, again, they're young, so they just want to, they want to learn, but they're a bit intimidated by it. That's Renil Hobson. We worked cross sections, so Nathan and myself are actually IT teachers, okay? And Renil Hobson is a fitness teacher, so working cross section, so Renell's from Kingswood, went from Richmond. You'd think it would be hard, but Renell, Anne, and us worked really well as a team to deliver this model.
We sort of had some teething problems, but we all got together and you sort of worked out, okay, how can we combine these things? How can we get some efficiencies going as well and not waste, obviously, the players' time or ours as well?
And as you can see there, we actually went to them. They didn't come to us. So we actually went to their leagues club. That's actually a squash court. So we set up squash courts, we got the tables there, we bought the laptops, and we actually taught them there. We actually taught them before training, so that they were already going to the club anyway, they just came two to 3 hours beforehand, we taught them, we gave them the course, and they went to train. So again, making it as simple as we could for them. Alright, so kicking off. Okay, so Anne Roberts, the project manager, and the club stakeholders met, and said yes, this is definitely something we want to get behind. The two sections I've just talked about, we met and worked out, okay, how can we best combine these qualifications to best deliver this course? And then step three was introducing the model to the players. So going out there, meeting the players, showing them what we were about, showing them what we could offer them.
A big thing about this, because I guess they're disengaged, a lot of them, hadn't been in vocational education, often well, never in a lot of cases. So it's about sort of softly getting them in, and showing them that it's, you know, it's not that bad and we're not that scary. And yeah.
Okay, and the way we made it less scary was we didn't give them tech books. Okay, we actually gave them e-learning tools, which is what the seminar was about. So things like e-portfolios or folios versus we use. And we use folio spaces too, if you just keep going through that.
Yeah, sorry.
To upload their work. Again, being a cross-section, using folio spaces, we could access it from anywhere, at any time. We didn't have to be in the same classroom or the same staff room. And we actually accessed it outside of the DET portal. So again, we didn't have to be on the DET for them to log in.
This was a great tool to collect that evidence. I guess the way it worked was that really the focus was on the fitness, getting the evidence for that.
Yeah.
And then Rob was really helping them submit that using IT tools.
Okay, that's my page there. So you can see there I've got a list of stuff they can do. Over here is the contact between myself and the players. They can still like a Facebook thing as well. They can post comments on my wall. Again, all the work. This is one of the students' pages. You can see over there, it's a bit hard to see. That's actually their work that they've uploaded for us to mark. And again, Renell's put some comments there. So Flyer Spaces was good like that.
Okay, one of the other tools we used was Wikispaces. And we didn't actually utilise this tool with the actual players themselves. What we what we did is we utilised it between the stakeholders. So we used it as a case management tool, a tool where if there was maybe a particular issue or you know some piece of information that we might have you know been informed about one of the players, what we'd do is we'd post that up there. Each player, we set up their own sort of case management page, and the various stakeholders, us as teachers, Rennell from fitness, and also the club management as well, could get on there. So it was a place, I guess, where we could share information. Normally, you'd be able to do that around a table, but because we're all sort of spread across Sydney, and this was a great tool to use. So that's it there, and we've got the players down there, and then we just click on there and add in information at sort of will. Yeah. The other one we used was Facebook. I guess who here has a Facebook account? Yeah, pretty much everyone. And obviously, as Rob said, most of the guys had.
Well, yeah, we got halfway through the course, and I said, guys, what's the best way to contact you? Is it by mobile phone? They said, no, it's actually by Facebook. So we got the page together. I'm actually still friends with them. They comment on my wall still. I still know how they're going. So it was good to build that rapport with them. They felt comfortable. I did have one guy say to me, hey, teacher, can you not put any comments on my wall? Because I don't want my mate to see my teachers actually placing things on my wall. But then a couple of weeks later, he was placing things on my wall. So it's good technology like that.
And I guess from the point of view that this is where the players were. This is where our customers are. So this is where we had to be as well. And great as a communication tool, you know, letting them know, okay, folks, we've got a workshop coming up, that sort of thing. Another tool we used was Adobe Connect. Has anyone heard of Adobe Connect? Adobe Connect, if you haven't, it's a web-based video conferencing software. So all you need to have to use Adobe Connect is a browser and a microphone, a headset, and you're off and away. And you can get a bunch of people together and have a conversation. That's exactly what we did. We got all the stakeholders together regularly just to talk about issues. Obviously, we had the wiki spaces, but this was also another great method. And certainly, as I said, we're spread across Sydney, so it was a great way to come together for half an hour or an hour.
Yeah.
And just deal with some issues and
being
look at
that
how
we're technically out in the sticks, it was good for us at Richmond to have something like this, because otherwise it's an hour across to be in Liverpool. YouTube is fantastic. I'm a big believer of YouTube. If they can see something visually, being that they're young, visual for them is awesome. They don't read textbooks, they don't even read a piece of paper. Okay? Visual is where it's at. So YouTube, Renelle's very lucky. She has this fantastic resource library of fitness videos that the kids can go there and watch, or students / clients, whatever you want to call them, can go there and watch. And just to build up and see exactly what's happening. And mobile technologies, we've all got phones. Okay, it's about trying to find what they're good at, what they've got, and then use those tools to help us better deliver the course. So we actually got them taking photos of their food for one of their units for Renelle, for the sports and recreation. So taking photos of the Maccas, taking photos of the salad. Not the salad, but taking photos of the Maccas and that sort of stuff. Again, just using what we've got available to us.
And then uploading it. So that was, I guess the beauty of that side of thing, that the focus was on the fitness and the technology was a byproduct, I guess, of that.
Okay, so what next? The club sees how important this course is to their players. So we're actually going back out there in February to redo the course, or not redo the course, but roll out the course again to a new bunch of players. So 20 new players. We're looking at, they don't have computers at home, so we're looking at trying to work out ways which we can actually fund to get them second-hand computers in their home, in their house, so they can be there. We're also going to be offering a Certificate 3 in fitness to the senior players, and a Certificate 3 in IT. That way, at the end of the course, they're guaranteed, but they can actually go into a club if there's a position available behind the counter and get the work straight away. If there's a job at a Photoshop, a camera, I'm thinking photography, at a computer shop. They can actually go there and get work. So it's making that carrot a bit bigger, so that they're more enticed to come to class and do well.
And the other thing too is just we can then pathway them so into the course of their choice. And as Ian mentioned before, they're going on to higher level qualifications. And so that wouldn't have been possible without the project and without the support of the Australian Flexible framework. So it's been fantastic.
Yeah,